argue, though, that Corey Littleton is probably the biggest splash that they could have made in terms of signing a linebacker. Right? I mean, I don't know that there are many better sideline-to-sideline linebackers that they could have gotten in this market in terms of just getting a guy for the roster. So he was somebody that was pretty coveted out there. And so now when you sign him for what they signed him for, like, look, that's a significant amount of money to commit to one player, but they undoubtedly needed to do it. So now I think it's more, I think Kwiatkowski fits that mold more of what you're talking about for the linebacker. He's somebody that can start, has starting experience at that Mike role in the middle of the defense, and they obviously need somebody to call the signals because Vontaze Burfict didn't work out. But at the same time now, they could still go out and draft a guy like Kenneth Murray. And if they really, really love him, and if he's still around there at 19, or hey, maybe you stretch it a little bit and you say, we need this guy for our defense, and you pick him at 12. But I would still say that they did make a splash by signing Corey Littleton.
Sure. They also go with somebody who Hard Knocks viewers are familiar with in Carl Nassib. What does he bring?
Who names a baby Carl? Greg Williams. Hard Knocks from last year. Yeah. I think that he is somebody that can help the Raiders on the outside with their pass rush. I think we all know that Cleveland Furrell was maybe a little bit disappointing given his draft position in terms of getting after the passer. Max Crosby, more of a surprise being that fourth round pick, and he gets double digit sacks. So they need more pressure. They need to be able to create more pressure from the outside. They also bring in, you know, Collins from the Cowboys to help out in the interior. But I think Carl Nassib, he's somebody that's solid. He's somebody that's steady. He's somebody that can help spell things and get into that rotation and get after the quarterback a little bit. So he's not going to be, I don't know, the most prolific pass rusher in the world, but he can also defend the run, and he can get in there and really help keep everybody fresh on the defensive line.
So not a whole lot on the offensive side of the ball for the Raiders in free agency here, but they do make one signing. We discussed it yesterday, but I want to get your take. What on earth is Jason Witten's role?
You know what? I think he's kind of like coach on the field, but somebody that can also play. And like, if it's third down and five, he'll get you a 5-yard button hook. And you know what? Derek Carr just dump it off to him. I think what's interesting is that you have two guys who are relatively young and relatively inexperienced with Darren Waller and then also Foster Moreau. Now, Moreau is still coming off a pretty bad knee injury, right? He missed the rest of the season. So that's something that I think you still have to monitor. He's expected to be ready for the start of the season, but at the same time, you know, you don't necessarily want to rush anything when he's coming back. But even he posted on his Instagram story how excited he is get to play with Jason Witten. That's one of his favorite players growing up. So we talk about Witten, he brings experience. He brings, that mentality of toughness, you know, and how exactly you have to be able to position yourself to get open. And it's not that, you know, you can't get that from a coach, but I think from somebody who has still shown that he has the ability to go out and play, that's why you bring in a Jason Witten, because you understand that he can at least help mentor these guys and help bring them along a little bit.
Do they really need another guy running routes 2 yards downfield?
No, probably not. But I think that, you know, he's, like I said, he's consistent in that area. So it's sort of a why not, I kind of feel like. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But really, do I think they need that role? Probably not, no.